home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
TC Trailers. Oh.
Honey.
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.
It's
like a party in here today.
I got to put some more breaks in there because we have way too much time doing old home week here.
And between the breaks and at the end of the show is really when we get the best information from people. That's when they're like, well, I didn't want to say this on air, but anyway, Party Line, thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. Thanks to Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Lane's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires, Sam-I-Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. 659-3338 if you have questions or comments for our next guest, which is Kimberly Black, the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort. How are you?
Good morning.
Busy girl. I have been seeing that you've got a lot of planning already taken care of, and you are getting us prepared for the warmer months.
Well, I don't know what we woke up to today, nor what we walked out last night to, but it is not putting me in the mood. So I am ready for the sunny weather that we had, you know, over the weekend. By the way, the March Madness setup, I'm like,
you're out?
You might as well count me out.
Is your bracket completely busted, or did you even do a bracket?
Well, I kind of cheated and used my husband, so that's kind of how we talked about it. The game's been on. I hear it in the background, but the upsets over last night.
I do okay on the women's brackets, because that's what I like to watch. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing really well there. But on the men's side, I've had one of the four quadrants has busted, but otherwise I'm still in it.
Well, boiler up, the Pretty Boilers makers made it yesterday, so Well, you knew I was going to say something.
I know.
You brought it up, I had to boil her up.
Yeah.
Next time I'm coming in my crimson cream.
Hey, Notre Dame women.
We might make you strip at the door.
Okay. Yeah. I'll bring extra layers.
Notre Dame women are still in it, too.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, let's talk about what we have coming up. What would you like to start with? Because, again, you've been planning and making phone calls doing the deals
You can wad that up if you want. That was just in case I didn't get the news I was hoping for. So
just. She just wants to know all my little secrets today. So we have signed all contracts. We even have the July 4th lineup, I believe, from Ellen at the Parks.
Wow.
So next week we're going to be doing some teasers.
Fun.
To kind of let people know what events are going on. And summer concert series starts. It'll be different this year. It's going to be on a Friday due to graduation is on two different weekends now with the county schools and in Frankfort. And so it'll be Friday, May 29th will be the first one.
Wow. All
right. So excited that one. And it's going to be here before we know it. So excited about that. And then we will have two in June. We won't have anything in July as far as summer concert series goes, just with everything going on.
Sure.
It's a busy month. And then we will have two in August, one in September. The Raíces Festival will be September 19th. And then our last summer concert series of the season, which always is a sad day for me, it's bittersweet, will be September 26th, weather permitting.
Hopefully. That's usually a good time, though.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. I love the fall ones. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't like the summer ones, but the fall ones, I don't know. There's just something fun about it. So I am taking sponsorships until next week. And if someone would like to sponsor a concert or sponsor the series, sponsor a movie in the park, we have lots of opportunities. We couldn't do it without the help from the Redevelopment Commission and then our private sponsors. So, yeah.
A pretty good group of folks.
It is.
It serves a lot of people in our community. And that's the one thing I like about this is that not only does it serve a lot of people, you mix up the artists so you can get a little bit of everything to try and serve everyone. And then again, it's just a great time for folks to come together. And the addition of being able to maybe grab a beer or a wine or a soda or something, it's kind of a win-win.
Plenty of food all around the square, and then plus the food vendors that are there.
Any different food vendors this year?
We try to keep it as local as possible to give our local food vendors the opportunity.
I like that.
And so we are, now that we've got everything kind of figured out, we're fine-tuning all of the details. And so we'll let everybody know, you know, before the concert who's going to be down there. But excited to start promoting that, which is just crazy that we're at that point already. First quarter's almost over.
Yeah.
Kimberly Black is the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort.
Yeah, we got the Easter egg hunt kind of kicking everything off.
Yes. I mean, you want to talk about thousands of Easter eggs. I don't envy the park at all right now. So
I think we were about, 10,000 last year?
Yeah, they're between 10,000 and 12,000 Easter eggs. And they've had a ton of community support helping stuff those to help the Easter Bunny out. It takes a long time to put all the eggs down.
Oh, I'm sure.
It takes seconds to pull them up from the old kids. So, which I love to see. They always, you know, have a line to visit with the Easter Bunny. And it's a fun spring event that will be happening this weekend.
Are we still filling eggs?
I think the Easter Bunny has mostly everything done.
Okay, so no more volunteers needed, no more supplies needed, that kind of thing.
I mean, if somebody wants to donate more eggs, you see my big eyes?
I did. Here, say it like this.
Ellen donate will probably some more kill me filled eggs. Yeah. Ellen will probably, you know, kill me for saying that. But, you know, and then they're always looking for volunteers throughout the springtime to spruce up the parks. Day of for the events, those type of things. They're always looking for volunteers.
I'll be honest, I almost commandeered a couple of FFA kids. Well, actually, I could probably commandeer my son to make it. But have you seen online the egg shooters?
No, I have not seen those. Yes. I need to. I know I will have to look it up.
Yeah, you use a leaf blower.
I love that idea.
And it helps you distribute eggs.
So is this like one of those t-shirt throwers, but it's for eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you just hook a leaf blower up and it looks like a cannon and it just kind of shoots eggs and deposits them. But I guess my biggest fear would be if your eggs are loaded, which they are. Would they break open when they hit the ground? So I don't know, but that might be something that we may have to try that here in the off season, and if it works, we'll get those for them for next year. But yeah, I thought about that. It's like, man, that'd be great for the park.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time in the morning for them to put all the eggs down.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And you know how quickly it all goes. And you know, I've always wondered that with my own kids. They don't pick up their rooms that quick, but by golly, we can pick up the eggs super quick. You want to beat your sister out or, you know, somebody, you know, a sibling or a relative, eggs everywhere.
We had to put limits. They can only get so many eggs. That way they evenly get distributed.
Oh.
And, like, there's a special egg for each child.
Oh, I divvied up colors. Each child got a different color. So if that's not your color egg, you don't get to pick it up.
Oh, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Let the best one win. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, with the one that's almost two, it's kind of, we can't do that with her. But, yeah, no, they count and they have to have so many and then that's they're done. Nice.
I almost hate to ask because you do... You've just planned, so don't reach over and hit me here.
What?
But we've got the concert set. Is there anything new that we're bringing this year or different festivals or anything else? Because we have the huge hot dog festival, obviously. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that's coming this year?
We're looking on expanding the Blues, Brews, and Barbecue with Frankfort Main Street. And we think we have a new date for that to kind of help alleviate all of the other, there's so many fall festivals and other festivals in the fall. So we're hoping for a better, not a better turnout. We had a great turnout, but, you know, possibly a better date to help, you know, more people come downtown. Because the benefit of all of these events is not because Kimberly Black loves to party plan, but the effect that it has on our downtown businesses and across our community. We live in a very... how do you want to put this? Everyone has their own opinions and it's kind of divides your community sometimes or divides our world or whatever you want to say.
Sure.
And you know, summer concert series, festivals, it brings everyone together. And we kind of have a common goal of community pride and I love to see that. And so, you know, it also is, as I've said from day one, it's a vessel for growth, for our downtown district. And, you know, if I can bring 500 people downtown and 200 people visit your store, whatever that looks like for them, you know, or a restaurant or whatever, it hopefully is helping, you know, our downtown economic development. So, yeah. Or even our gas stations or not even our downtown, but it's a triple effect. It's a trickle effect through our community.
I have to tell you, when I was broadcasting at some of the concerts last year prior to the show,
mm-hmm.
there are some people that come early, they set up. They bring their food.
Yeah.
But I was talking to some folks last year, and they had come clear from south of Indy
mm-hmm.
because one couple, they followed the band. Another couple said, no, what we do is we just try and hit a different concert in a different location like every weekend. And they would just go weekend to weekend to different shows, like, and no more than like a two-hour drive. Mm-hmm. And Frankfort was on their list. And so there really are people coming in from all over that I think we as a small community, it's just us, Frankfort people or Clinton County. But I think people would be surprised at knowing how many people were from out of town.
Yeah, I like to talk, shocker mm-hmm. to everyone I know. And, you know, my family loves it because I will be like, oh, this is a great spot, we'll sit here. And then I'm up and moving around and, you know, I don't sit down. But I talk to a lot of people and there's a lot that are from our community, yes, and I love that aspect, but there's a lot that come in from outside of our community, and mm-hmm. I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just new dollars coming in mm-hmm. being spent. And I know the concerts are free, but I'm with you. It's the hopes that they'll spend money with our vendors, with our downtown, with our gas stations, with whatever it is. And it's that kind of support that we need.
Yes, and I mean, not every concert is going to be everyone's cup of tea, and we understand that, but our hope and our goal is to get... you know, multiple a diverse lineup of genres and be able to, you know, you can pick and choose. Obviously, I want you to go to all of them and see me, but, you know, that doesn't always happen.
Do we have our movies picked for the year?
That I haven't gotten with Ellen yet. We have our dates. Okay. I just don't know about if we've got our movies lined up. So it'll start happening next week. So being out for 2 days, being sick is not what I had in mind.
No, I know.
No,
and I think that's been going around like crazy, too.
Yeah.
Kimberly Black is the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort.
Well, I know at some point in time, we probably ought to try and get you and Ellen on together or, you know, something similar
well,
to that.
Be because, fun.
Well, I mean, let's stop and think about how much is going on, you know, not only at Prairie Creek Park, but also at the other parks.
Mm-hmm.
And you already mentioned you think you've got the lineup for July.
Oh, yeah.
For July 4th. And with this being the huge year in the country and everything, it's, I assume that you're trying to build on that aspect of it too.
We are. We're going to kick off the 250th during Memorial Day weekend. I'm working with a company to bring a traveling memorial and working with the VFW on that as well and seeing what we can do. So looking at their schedule, looking at our schedule, seeing what works, but fine-tuning those details for the Memorial Day and then kind of that being our kickoff to the 250th, which is exciting. So
is that going to impact the 4th of July in the park this year?
What do you mean?
Or is it going to be? Because I always feel like the 4th of July in the park is a big event.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So we have...
I mean, there's vendors. There's people that sell things. I mean, it's busy.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it'll be even busier this year. I think people will find or try to find places or destinations to go. And our fireworks show, I think, has always been a great asset to our community and a great asset to the 4th of July festival. So
I can't believe we're talking about the 4th of July already. I mean, the park opens, the pool, at what point?
Is it Memorial Day weekend? Splash paddle open, park restrooms and all of that fun stuff will open. It just unfortunately... You know, it was great on Saturday. We had obviously the large restrooms open, but people always, you know, not a complaint, but always a concern. Why aren't the other ones? Well, it's 29 degrees overnight. I mean, that's not good on a restroom that, you know, has water and all that fun stuff. So, also, you know, I'm happy to get on with Ellen because it'll be a fun show for Party Line because she's also planning block parties with inside the small little parks.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that new this year?
That is new.
I love that idea.
So, Old Stony, we're trying to wrap up some ideas with Old Stony as well. We did the community connection days and love the fact that people could come into Old Stony. And I mean, there's a lot of people in our community that they know what our building is. They've seen our building. They know it's historic or they've been there for a high school or junior high or whatever. But they've not seen it as a government building. And so being able to just kind of walk through and seeing where the mayor's office is and, you know, where you can go for permits or clerk treasurer's office or those type of things is a great opportunity.
Well, and I saw where Center Township's moving to Old Stony, too.
Yes, they've sold their building. I'm not sure to who, but they will be moving. I believe they put out a social media post April 1st. That they'll kind of start transitioning over. So excited to have them.
You brought up the community connection days. Can we look forward to more of those this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We're going to try to strategically plan them around, you know, some of the park events with the block parties, but excited to share that with the community. So.
Yeah.
Have you been surprised? Because I think when the first year that when we did the concerts in the park, people were like, oh, these are great. It'll never last. But in fact, it's grown every year. Have you been surprised at the growth you've seen with the concert series?
I don't think so. I knew it would take a minute to kind of get going and get up and running. But, you know, some of the concerts surprise me. They don't shock me, but they surprise me with how many people. You know, I bring my chair and I'm, you know, I'm always that person that runs fashionably late. And so I was like, well, I'm taking my chair back to my car. I will just sit on the edge or find a bench or those type of things because there's not any room in the lawn, which is great. So it's always great to see, you know, a project that it did cost the community, you know, money to build. And there were some challenges and we're always, you know, trying to figure out what, you know, the next thing is for Prairie Creek Park. But you know, it's so rewarding to see how many people are downtown, you know, inside our park enjoying, you know, a summer concert or a night or a downtown two night. Or, I mean, I still love the fact that people bring Arnie's Pizza or Greek's and they get their little kids in their jammies and they go watch a movie, you know, down in the lawn. So
we are going to have Ricardo on, who painted the mural in Prairie Creek Park.
Mm-hmm.
Are we looking for any other areas to have more murals? I have to tell you, I love that as a bright spot in just different parts of town. It's easy from the standpoint that it's not a building, but it's something we can do to brighten an area that may otherwise just look a little like blah, or that somebody forgot about it. Are we looking at any other art installations or murals?
Yeah, I am looking at figuring out how to maintain them. It's kind of my first. We have one on 51 West that I have... need to work with the mayor and city council and, you know, RDC if they're involved with it as well. That was put in place, I believe, 2018 or 2019, and by the students. And we need to figure out, I love the fact that everyone has used it so much because they've, like, where the swing is.
Yeah, people get their pictures taken there. Yes.
And they've, like, rubbed the paint off. So
with their tushies.
Yes. So, which I love. Means that, you know, the mural's being used, but we need to figure out how to maintain them. And then the other area that I would love to figure out what to do, RDC owns part of the wall at Veterans Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other is still what was left from the original mural, and figuring out how we can kind of incorporate both of those sides and figure out what we can do on those walls. So that's a goal of mine.
Is it hard to put together getting a mural done? Because now we're trying to figure out how to preserve them. But I would think there's, because you have to have input on what's going to go there.
It's very expensive. The mural that's over by Veterans Park, I can't remember how much.
And that's been up for how long, do you know? Because it's been up for a minute.
It's been up for a minute. I know they've touched it up a few times. And then the other thing is that we have to make sure that property owners maintain their building, and that they, like, if the city maintains the mural or whoever puts the mural up, that the property owner has to be a partner involved in it. And they have to maintain their building as well, because that's the only way the mural is going to survive. So,
are there any spots that you're thinking in your mind, like, oh, that would be a great place for something like that? Or any, it doesn't have to be a mural. Any other art installations? Or, you know, it doesn't have to be a mural per se, I guess.
The Raíces Festival is looking at putting up some type of sculpture, if I can talk this morning. And so looking at that as some type of art piece. You know, I'm always looking at different things. The part of it that always is the tough part is the funding part. And I know Community Foundation just came out with a grant. T-Mobile always has hometown grants. So looking at that, the mayor and I are also looking at wayfinding signage and new signage in our downtown and our gateways. And so looking at what funding is available, what can we do, you know, to have a cohesive branding or a cohesive signage throughout the city as well.
Yeah, because who would ever thought we would be going to Chicago to see the bean?
I know.
You know, we go to Chicago and we see the bean, and it's a bean, but yet we go, and it's cool somehow. And so,
yeah,
I mean, it's reflective. I get that. You can see yourself in it, but it's a bean, and thousands of people go see it every year.
They take
year.
Pictures by
That's
it all the
exactly
time.
Right.
And so it's, yeah, it's crazy what draws people in, and you just have to find it, kind of figure out what that niche is for Frankfort and how we can, you know, capitalize on that.
Well, you were right with when we had the eclipse, because Kimberly, if I know maybe you folks didn't work with her as closely as I did for the eclipse, but she kept saying thousands will come. And sure enough, they came. And Melissa said there was a traffic jam in front of your house for how long when they all left?
Yeah, it was nuts.
Hours.
Yeah, it was hours.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that the park will be that way for July 4th. I'm not sure. I mean, we have thousands of people inside the park anyway and on the golf course and all the things. But, you know, the city's prepared to make sure that it's a fun, family-friendly event to celebrate our 250th.
Is there anything else that's on your plate right now that you're like, you know, this is what we need to think about to start bringing more business opportunity or even more people into our community, because we have a pretty low unemployment rate here. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things on your, in your mind, I'd love to get inside there, in your mind that you're thinking,
oh,
you know,
dangerous place.
I'd like to see this come. I'd like to see this happen to continue bringing people into the community.
My niche is economic development and how we can be creative and out of the box. And sometimes people look at me like, oh my gosh, she's got an idea again. But it's sometimes those out of the box ideas that draw people in. And so you have to play this fine line of do you build, you know, businesses and retail space or even industrial, or do you build housing first? Like, which way comes first? And we know we have a housing need. We've done that feasibility study, and we passed that feasibility study out quite a bit across the community and out, you know, outside when we have, you know, developers saying, hey, you know, we want to come in and build homes, or we want to come in and build multifamily. And I always give them, I said, here's what we need. Here's what we're looking for. We've already done the back work. We just need the, you to be able to provide this for us. And so working with the building services department, working with the mayor, you know, those type of things, it's always, you know, there's that fine line you have to play of what comes first. And if this comes first, then what happens to this? So there's a lot of problem solving that goes on in my head. It's a dangerous place to be, let me tell you, because I always try to think of or research or figure out what other communities have done and how they, you know, come up with solutions and how we can kind of take a little tidbit of that and develop it in Frankfort.
Sure. And we always need good people coming into our community. I mean, yep. If you listen to Wylo, we're hiring for a lot of places. I mean, I've got baristas. I need mechanics. I need drivers. Mm-hmm. I need line workers. There are a lot of folks still hiring. So we need those people to come in our community and help it grow. And some people don't want any growth. I get that. But for a community to sustain, we have to see some growth.
Yeah. And that's the hard thing, you know, to kind of explain. I went to a workshop, oh, I don't know, a couple months ago, and somebody said, you know, when you think about Indianapolis and how much Indianapolis has grown, the Indiana State Fairgrounds was actually on the outside of Indianapolis, and that was on 38th Street. And now it's kind of like still almost the heart of downtown a little bit. And so that just kind of put in perspective to me that, yes, communities grow. We need to be responsible with our growth. But if you take an opportunity like, you know, the Motor Speedway used to be out of the outskirts of Indianapolis, and I mean, honestly, it takes you 5 minutes to go from downtown to the Motor Speedway or, you know, the state fairgrounds. And I'm not saying we're going to grow like Indianapolis. I'm not. But it just kind of puts into perspective. 200 West, nobody would have ever thought that was going to be the city of Frankfort at some point. And now we're all the way out to I-65. So just a little perspective sometimes.
Well, we are welcoming folks and businesses to come to our community. Absolutely. If somebody has questions, comments, how can they get a hold of you?
Community development directors are not always at their desk. So email is always best. You can always call and I will get back with you. But I love to be out in the community. I love to kind of hear the heartbeat and the pulse of the community. And so if I've not talked with you, you know, always reach out. I'm here. Doors open.
All right. And you can find her in the
Old Stony.
Yeah, my brain went dead for a second there. You can find her in Old Stony.
And then don't forget, the State of the City is next Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. That's next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, State of the City. Give us all the details on that.
So we will have our annual report. It'll be the 2025 annual report. It'll talk about finances. It'll talk about, you know, achievements within each department, goals for 26. The mayor will have a section in it. I mean, even the clerk treasurer down to utilities, which is always great that we can partner with utilities and be able to add them to the annual report. Because obviously they're a little bit different. They're ratepayers versus taxpayers. But, you know, just some of their information. I don't know what all goes on at sewer maintenance or wastewater or those type of things. And so happy to have them be a part of the annual report as well. And then those will be available at the State of the City. If you don't make it to the State of the City, they will be available at Old Stony. So anyone can stop by. It's a little booklet. You can pick it up.
By the way, that is going to be at the Frankfort Community Public Library in the Scanta Theater. Doors open at 6:30. Program starts at 7 o'clock next Tuesday night. If you are unable to attend in person, of course, you can watch it right here on HoosierlandTV.com. We will be there live carrying it as well. So if you can't make it, you can still watch everything as it's happening in real time just by going to HoosierlandTV.com.
Yeah.
Anything else, ma'am?
No, we're excited to be at the library last year at the Neighborhood Center. It worked out great, but the library is just, it's a great asset to our community, and it's a great way to share what's going on in your community and get involved.
It is. All right. We will see you there, and we'll have you back on next month as well.
Sounds great.
All
have
right.
A great week.
Kimberly Black is the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort. That's going to wrap it up for Party Line. Shan will be in tomorrow. Thank you for listening right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.